morning. It's am I recording? Yeah. Car boy going by made a lot of background noise, surprising amount. Anyway, good morning. It is 7:17 a.m. on August the 15th, 2021. It's a Sunday morning. It's kind of damp. The humidity is really quite high, and it's almost over. Seven octals probably. Call cover. Morning. I think I'm out between the rains, because there's a lot of dampness around. And while it wasn't raining when I started, I did go through a little spritz of rain early on. I was already committed to the walk, so it's like, no, I'm not going back. A lot to do today. I've got adulting that needs doing. Need to get a laundry done. I need to get the newsletter out. Oh yeah. I woke up in the middle of the night and realized that I didn't send it yesterday, in spite of the fact that I had an alarm on my clock to tell me to put it out. It won't take very long when I get back. I'll take care of posting this. I've got yogurt in the fridge that needs draining. I'm going to have to make a run down the grocery store, I think. All this stuff about, all this stuff I have to do, and so little of it revolves around writing. A conversation about, what do you write, how do you write on Twitter? That's what I asked. How long does it take you to write a novel? It's like, well, first draft is 100 hours. If I write 2K a day, that's 50 days. I need to get back into my 2K a day habit. Dripped on again. I'm seeing little wet spots on the sidewalk appearing here. Wouldn't be surprised. Well, I won't melt. Stick the phone in my pocket where the waterproof case has a little extra protection. Good morning.
Now it's
going to rain, yeah.
Chooses the time to rain.
followed along behind that lady for a while. She came around the corner and she's turned around and headed home because, yeah, it's gonna rain. At this point in the walk, it's just as fast to go continue and finish as to try to go back. I don't even think there's a shortcut from here. There's no path that's shorter. Story of my life. There's no path that's shorter. Poodle man. Slip down in the cul-de-sac. Somebody asked, how do you get yourself in the mood to be, in the brain space to be creative? And I had to think about that for a minute. Because I do noodle on things, I'm generally letting my hindbrain handle the heavy lifting while I'm doing something else like walking, playing a game. Because of the way I write, because I do discovery writing, pantsing, I have to have my pants in the chair for them to trigger. But if you follow the podcast for any amount of time, we've gone through this period of fallowness before, and I can usually tell when it's coming to an end now, I think. And we're at that point where the desire to write, the urge to sink into the story again, has started making my skin itch, for lack of a better metaphor. Oh, I'm just wandering along here, thinking about the newsletter. The newsletter providers are are in a bit of a quandary at this point, because most of the metrics they have got to the point where they're no better than podcast metrics. They know how many you send to, because that number's on their end. But they can't tell how many people actually open them anymore. And that used to be the big one. Come on up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk pose. And here's the problem with that. The pixel, the main mechanic for determining whether or not somebody opened an email message, is an invisible pixel on the page, so that when the page opens in an email tool, the pixel gets downloaded, this one tiny, tiny image gets downloaded from a server, and they can tell that server. That server can tell that the pixel was downloaded, so it can count the number of times that the pixel was downloaded. But it breaks. It's never been completely reliable, and it's going to get a lot less reliable because Apple is suppressing those, or either has started or will soon start removing them in their email ecosystem. But it's, yeah, there's a lot of people who say, oh my gosh, they're gonna do it. Yeah, well, here's the thing. If you use an email tool, like I do, that doesn't load images automatically, then the pixel doesn't go anyway. So if you're on Thunderbird, for example, and you don't have show remote content turned on, or have it, you know, have remote content suppressed in the client, then nothing you do shows up as received. And I know this because I tested it in a ConvertKit. I sent an email. I have an alternate email address that I use to intercept, to get my own emails when I send out the broadcast, just to make sure that what's going out is what I expect. And if I have, and the default is don't show remote content. And so if I open the email with that set, ConvertKit doesn't think I opened the email. It's better the fact that it's sitting open on the other window. And when I turned on remote content, ConvertKit immediately marked it as opened. Even though I hadn't closed or opened the file, I just set the preference for that message, and voila, opened. So a lot of these metrics are kind of screwy. which puts email services in a bit of a bind. The best advice is don't worry about the metrics, just keep putting out the newsletter. It's that the only way out is through. It's sort of what triggered this rather meandering train of thought. And I'm always amazed, one of the hashtags I follow on Twitter is the writing community. And it's I can't spend too much time in that community because it's filled with people who don't really understand what it is that they're doing. So anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.